7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. So if we can help you, give us a call, and we're all going to work together so that you can have a better garden. We've had some great questions today. And we know what the first day of spring, people are getting excited, they're getting motivated. And if you'd like to get more information on your garden, go to my website, paulparent.com, and it's P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. At the top of the page, sign up for the weekly newsletter. Just click on newsletter, put in your email address, and we will send you a newsletter every single Thursday. This week, we talked a little bit about the lawn, what to look for, how to get it ready. I gave you some idea about lettuce, how to grow lettuce in your garden, and the different types. Most of us think, you know, lettuce, you buy at the supermarket, comes in a plastic bag, and it's a great big ball of green leaves. Well, there are other varieties that I feel are much tastier. The varieties like romaine, which is an upright growing variety. The bib, which is a loose leaf. So there's a lot of great varieties. Some are spicy, some are tangy. And the different colors. Lettuce can be something really special in your garden. So if you want to get information every single week, go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put in your email address, and you'll get it every single Thursday. Don, who do we have up first this hour?
Up first, we have Lauren from Massachusetts, who has a question about winter moth.
Lauren, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and happy first day of spring to you.
Thank you.
I have a question around winter moths. Our neighborhood has been infested with them for 3 years now, and this past November, when all the moths are out, it was clearly evident that my section of the street was very heavily infested. So I know that those little minuscule critters are in the trees, probably crawling their ways up to the buds. So I have a plan for two forms of attack. One would be with oil, and then later on as a follow-up, using an agent that's going to take care of the caterpillars themselves. But I'm just questioning when is the appropriate time to move forward with that regarding temperature and wind and all that.
Okay. As far as using the oil, when you see that the buds are swelling and they're beginning to produce the beginnings of foliage, that's when you want to use the oil. The chemical is applied when you start to notice little holes in the foliage. And that is going to be the most effective way of applying that particular product. You need to get it directly on the foliage. Now, there are different products. One of them is called Spinosad. And Spinosad is the most effective way of controlling any kind of caterpillar in your yard. The older biological products, you need to get it on the foliage when the caterpillar is under a half an inch. And that can be very, very difficult. Spinosad is a naturally occurring product. It was found in the Caribbean islands, and a lot of the garden centers sell spinosad. Fertilome, for example, has spinosad in a built-in applicator that you just attach to your hose, spray it directly on your plants. They eat the product, and they die. It's as simple as that, but it's natural. If the insect dies on the leaf, the insect will release a bodily fluid that will spread on the foliage, and when additional caterpillars come to feed, they are killed by the remnants of the dead caterpillar. And it will work with tent caterpillars, tomato hornworm. It's a very, very good product, and to me, the safest of all of the products. The problem is, if you have an oak tree that's 50 feet or higher, your bottle sprayer isn't going to get up there. You're going to have it professionally applied. And that's something that you should consider now rather than later. Because the companies that do the spraying can only apply it so fast. And you've got to get on their list. So the other thing that you can think of, too, is contacting all of the people in the neighborhood to do it as a group. You can probably get a better price doing it that way. Then rather than him come to do one house, he can do 3, 4, 5 homes and give you a discount on the product. So we give that a try. Don, who's next?
This is Michael from Rhode Island, who has a question about his lawn.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy first day of spring.
Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Great show. I have a problem with my lawn. First of all, I use the Scott's 4-Step. I've been using it for a while. I have several spots on my lawn. One is like about 6 to 8 feet in circumference. Another one is a long strip along the road. And there's a couple of other little spots where, now if you look at it, it looks like the grass is dead, but it's not dead because I pull on it and it's right in there. When it happens is when it starts to get like towards the, like the end of June into July and towards most of August, it greens right up and it's nice. And once it starts to get towards the end of summer into the fall, those same exact spots, right in those spots, the same exact spots, they get yellow again. And I tried, I put some fertilizer on it, but it just the same spots keep on coming up.
So the grass is healthy during the summer and yellows during the early spring and in the fall.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then you are missing some kind of nutrients in that soil. Is the soil, first of all, is the soil sandy or does it have some clay in it? Would you know if, does it, when you get a lot of rain, do you get puddles there?
I haven't really noticed that if I got puddles there, but it seems to be the same exact spot all the time.
Okay. I would try using liquid gypsum. Liquid gypsum will break apart the soil particles so that the air and water can move freely throughout the ground. And it also will help, especially along the road, with the amount of snow that you've had this year, it will help to get the road salt out of there. So put the liquid gypsum down, and that will open up the soil to let the air move through it to get rid of your excess water. It does not prevent the soil from drying out. The soil will still be able to retain as much moisture as it did earlier. It just gets rid of the excess. And traditionally, spring and fall is when we get more rain. So try the garden gypsum. The next thing that I would do is if it's late in coming up and early going to sleep, it could be the varieties of seed that are in there. Why don't you buy a small box of grass seed? You know, a couple of pounds, 3 pound box. In those areas where this happens, if you take a steel rake, scratch up the ground so that you can pull the dead thatch away from the ground, sprinkle some seed, keep it wet, and if you can do it this time of the year, with all the rain coming in during April, it will make it a lot less work for you, because when you plant a new lawn, you got to water it every day. And traditionally, the month of April, we get a lot of rain, which would mean a lot less work for you. So try adding some new seed in those areas and see what happens. It could be just these older varieties that are not doing what they should. So try the gypsum. You're already doing the fourth step. And then try some fresh seed to see if it's the old varieties that are causing this problem.
If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Wenda from Maine, who has a question about lilacs and poison ivy.
Wenda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Last fall, I called you because I got a couple of reblooming lilacs and some reblooming iris roots that arrived while my leg was in a cast, and you had said, put them in pots and put them in the garage. Well, I did that, and back when we had our late January thaw, they started budding. I left them out there, though. Well, now with all this warm weather we're having this week, this last few days, everything's budding again, and the irises, the leaves, they get green leaves coming up. Should I put them outside and let them be in the pots and do that, or bring them in the house and water them, or just leave them?
Have the iris is okay to have green leaves. How about the lilacs? Have they begun to leaf out also, or is it just the buds that are swelling?
The buds are swelling.
Okay.
Back in January when it did it, they had actually ended up with about an inch long, a little short, like flower bud thing coming out.
Okay. If the buds are just swelling but there's no visible leaves, definitely put them outside. By putting them outside, you will slow them down. And what I would do is, you know, for the first week or so, keep an eye on it. And if the weatherman is going to say, you know, temperatures today are going to be into the 20s, then put them in the garage at night and then back outside during the day. The colder weather will slow down the growth pattern of that plant, and it should be okay. But if it's going to get really, really cold, definitely put them inside. Once they've been outside for a week, the plant itself will have acclimated to the temperatures, and the buds will stop swelling and prevent it from making leaves until the time is right. If you have to go away, then what I would do is to take the plants, and if you've got a deck that's high enough that you can put them under, put them underneath the deck. If you have some place that's just sheltered so that if it really does get cold, it's out of the wind. And it's the wind that's going to do more damage. If you're going to be home, you know, when you get up, get dressed, have your coffee, your breakfast, put them outside. Let them get the sun on them. Let them get accustomed to the cold air. And after a week, leave them outside. They should be all set. And the iris, the same thing. You know, it's made foliage, but the buds are still deep inside the plant. They will bloom at their normal time. So a little bit of TLC now will go a long way. But you need to get them acclimated so that they don't begin to grow, and then it's going to be too late. Great question. Thank you. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Carl from Cape Cod, who has a question about white pine.
Carl, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. My question is about a white pine. I transplanted a 6 or 7 foot white pine last fall, and my question is, should I feed it now, and if so, with what?
Okay. I would definitely feed it any time now. I start to fertilize my plants in Maine usually around the first week in April. We still have snow on the ground, not every place, but, you know, here and there. So I'm going to wait until April 1st. April 1st, I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to put down an organic fertilizer. The reason I use organic is it releases slower. If you put down a chemical fertilizer in April, and we get traditionally a lot of rain at that time, a chemical can dissolve with the rain, leach out of the ground, and it doesn't last as long. Organics, you need the rain, but you also need the microbes to wake up and begin that process of breaking it apart. So if it's a plant that's evergreen, use Holytone. If it's a plant that loses its foliage or goes dormant like a perennial, use Plant Tone. And again, April 1st, that's your timing to begin to wake up and fertilize the garden. The lawn, you can do now, but wait on your perennials and other plants.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call on this, the first day of spring. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Tom from Cape Cod, who has a question about liquid fertilizer.
Tom, from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Yes, Paul. It's a beautiful day down here, Fahrenheit, about 39 degrees. And there's a frost on the pumpkin. I'm briefly calling. Last year, about this time, you mentioned a liquid fertilizer for arborvitaes and Leland spruce. I'm getting growth, but it isn't very much per year.
Okay. The fertilizer that will really help them is called Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. It's a fertilizer that has a lot of mycorrhiza bacteria in it. I talk a lot about mycorrhiza because it's a great way of making plants grow. I used it on perennials. And the end result was the plants that were growing in the same bed as the perennials just exploded. And I started experimenting with it around shrubs and trees and found fantastic results. Just to give you a quick example, Tom, I bought a plant called a Harry Lauder walking stick. And it's a plant that the new growth grows like a corkscrew. It doesn't grow straight. It grows just like a corkscrew. And I was at a nursery, and they were unloading a truck, and one of the young men that was unloading dropped the plant from 4 foot, and the root ball just broke all apart. So I took that plant home. I got it from the nursery at a real good price, and I knew there was significant root damage. And I started using this mycorrhizer. I did it every 2 weeks, and slowly the foliage began to appear. The new growth began to develop, and by the end of the year, I'm going to say that probably 60% of that plant recovered from the broken root ball. And in the fall, it looked pretty good. This spring, I'm going to have to prune it and get rid of all of the dead branches. But I took a plant that normally would have died, and because of the mycorrhiza, it really did a great job. Now, there's a product called Plant Thrive that's a liquid that you mix with water, that you saturate the root ball around the plant, and there is a new powdered mycorrhiza from a company called Natural Technology, and that you can either mix with water or scratch it directly into the ground. I think mixing it with water will activate it and make it work that much faster. But try doing that. I would also feed them. And your Leland Cypress, use Holytone. Holytone also has microbes in it. And I'll tell you, a combination of the Holytone with microbes and the either Plant Thrive or the Natural Technologies Pure Mycorrhiza Powder will make a tremendous difference and really put some new growth on that plant. And that's something that you want to do during the month of April. Living on Cape Cod, you can do it now. If you live off Cape Cod, where the season is a little bit behind, then wait until April. Great question, very timely, and we appreciate the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Catherine from Michigan, who has a question about plastic.
Catherine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the show. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
If I have one question that I told him, but I just thought of a different one too. If they're
sure.
Both real quick.
And what are those questions, Catherine?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I put plastic down, black plastic down to hold the weeds down, and then poke holes in the plastic and put my plants on there. I was wondering, is plastic actually doing that? Is that toxic for my plants? That was the first question. And the other question, is it bad to put the same plants in the same spot, or should I alternate? Like if tomatoes were in one spot, should I then put cucumber in that spot the next year? You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. And right now people are planning their gardens for the arrival of springtime. If you can rotate your crops in the garden, it would be fabulous. And I do that. What I do with my garden, Catherine, is I put it on paper. And this year, what I do is I take the one-third of my garden. I break it into three pieces, one-third, one-third, one-third. Everything that was on the last third of my garden gets moved and is put in the first third of the garden. Everything else moves over. So I take the back half, the back third off, I move it in the front and slide the whole garden over. And by doing that, you allow the soil a chance to rest, and the fertilizers that that particular plant uses gives them a chance to rebuild in the ground. If you put the same plant in the same area year after year after year, it will pull out of the ground the same nutrients every year, and it gets less and less available. By using tomatoes one year, cucumbers the next, they require different fertilizers. And the ones that the tomatoes required a lot of have a chance to rebuild with the microbes in the soil. So crop rotation is key. It does make a big difference. Now, plastic as a mulch is wonderful. And I have a little tip for you, Karen. You're probably going to be using new plastic again. The one problem that people have if they're using a piece of wide plastic is getting water to that plant. So what you want to do is before you unroll it, get a power drill and get the smallest bit for the drill as possible and drill right through the roll a series of holes, let's say every 2 or 3 inches. That way when you drill through the roll of plastic, you're probably making 100 holes in it at the same time. And that way when it rains, the water hits the plastic, finds the hole, drips through the hole, getting into the soil, but the weeds cannot get up because it's a very small hole. So the smallest bit that you have, just drill a whole bunch of holes all the way around it, lay it out, and you'll see these beautiful drainage holes to let your rainfall and your sprinkler in. And that way you'll be in great shape. And the plastic that's designed for the garden, that's sold in the garden centers, are not toxic for the garden. You will have to replace it every year because it's an inexpensive plastic that does not have a product added to the plastic to prevent the rays of the sun from breaking it down. And after one season, that plastic will break down with the ray, get very, very brittle, shatter, and begin to blow all over the yard. Your best bet is to use a material-type landscape fabric that's designed for the long run, and that way you buy it once, it will last you between 5 and 10 years. Just look on the plastic wrap around the roll for the longevity of the plastic. I use a fabric. Lasts much, much longer, and you can reuse it year after year after year. Well, the cheap black plastic is wonderful, but is not stable, and the sun will break it apart. Great question. Thank you, Catherine. And Catherine, sign up for the newsletter. Go to my website, paulparent.com. It's P-A-R-E-N-T. Top of the page, it says newsletter. Just click on it. Put in your email address. Submit. And while you're there, click on to where it says view this week's newsletter. Just click on it, and it'll give you an idea of the type of stories that I write for you as a gardener. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Amber from New Hampshire, who has a question about junipers.
Amber, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy spring.
Happy spring to you as well. I have a question here. I have a slope that on my property that faces southwest, and I currently have junipers that are pretty much all blended together and covered the whole slope really nicely. But I can't stand the weeding. I think I spent my whole summer weeding those junipers, and I'm lifting them up and pulling the grass and everything I possibly can do to keep the grass and the weeds out of it. So I'm wondering, I'm at the point where either I'm going to rip them all out and I'm looking for an alternative to the junipers, or if you're telling me that the junipers are the best, then how can I make this job a lot easier?
Okay, you spent a lot of money on those junipers. You spent a lot of time taking care of them. Don't put them all up right now. What I want you to do is you can buy a product at your local garden center. It's called Preem, P-R-E-E-M. It's a yellow granular product that you can broadcast over your junipers. Take the hose, wash it in, and it will create a barrier on the surface, killing the weed seeds in your garden. It's not going to get them all, but it's going to get an awful lot of them. So weed it first, get it all nice and clean, apply that Preem, and then that will take care of it. Now, if some grasses do develop, when they're small, there is a product made by a company called Fertiloam, F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E. And they sell a product called Over the Top. And this is a chemical product that you can spray over the top of your junipers when the weeds begin to emerge, and it will kill the weeds and not hurt the juniper. Okay? So clean, put down the Preem, water it in thoroughly to make a skin, and if you do get a few weeds, Over the Top, made by Fertiloam. And if you go to the website, paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then Fertiloam, it will tell you where to buy it.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Dawn, who do you have up next?
Up next we have Lenny from Massachusetts, who has a question about spinach.
Lenny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, happy spring.
Happy spring to you too, Lenny.
I called you about a month ago about growing spinach. Well, I put it in a flower pot, flower box inside the house.
Yep.
Put some leftover garden soil in there and some seed starter soil on top of that. And I put saran wrap on top, and it rains in, and guess what? Spring, and they sprung. I looked in here this morning, they're about a couple inches high.
Okay, now you've taken off the plastic, right?
No, I haven't. That's what I call about. They haven't hit the plastic yet.
Okay, you want to take them off. And the thing that you want to do, Lenny, is you want to try and keep it as cool as possible. Now, if you live on Cape Cod or you live south of Boston, and I would say around the first week in April, you could transplant those individual seedlings directly into your garden. Northern New England, New York State, you want to wait a little bit longer. But if you're at a point where you're getting temperatures 40 on a regular basis, you know, with some colder nights, you can plant it in your garden. Spinach will tolerate cold weather, just like pansies. And I'd be willing to bet that if any of you out there go out today and you visit your local garden center, you live in southern New England or even up to probably like Portsmouth, New Hampshire, or Manchester, New Hampshire, you would be able to find pansies available that you can plant. And what's nice is pansies, if you get some cold weather, it does not hurt them. Just make sure that they've been acclimated. You don't want to take them out of the greenhouse and plant them directly in the garden. Keep them in the seed trays. Just like the spinach, you can put it outside during the day, leave it there, and then at night, put it in the garage where it will stay cold, but it really won't get icy cold. And if you can do that for a week, then you can plant directly in the garden. But spinach, you can grow it inside, cut off a few leaves, use it for your tossed salad, and then transplant in the garden. But usually, Boston South, after April 1st, Boston North, about the middle of the month, you can plant directly in the garden. Also, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce can be planted during the middle part of April. Great thing, spring is finally here. Dawn, I think we can get one more question in.
All right, this is Lynn from Cape Cod. There's a question about violets.
Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. If we can go indoors, I have five African violets. I've had since 1985. I've been putting plant food on them. It's a product from Schultz of 10-15-10. They beautifully have beautiful blossoms, but the leaves are turning inside themselves, like folding under, and I didn't know what that was from.
Are they beginning to get cupped?
Yes.
Okay. What I want you to do is take a sheet of white paper, and I want you to put the white paper underneath a couple of the leaves, then tap the leaves so that you can shake it to hit the white paper. It could be the beginnings of an insect called a spider mite. And it's a tiny insect. If you took a ballpoint pen or a pencil and you tapped it on a piece of paper, that's how big it would be. And by putting a white sheet of paper underneath the leaf, tapping the leaf so that it hits the paper, do it four or five times even. And then look at it carefully. And you may see these little green things walking around, because spider mite feed on the new growth of the plant, causing it to be misshapen. And that's why you get that cup appearance. If you do, then what you need is a product called All Season Oil. It's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. And the All Season Oil, you can use it on any houseplant. It's not a chemical. It's a highly refined oil product that will smother and kill all the insects. And be sure to get it on the underside. Have a great Sunday, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.